Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
And also let us welcome in Heidi and Frank. What's up? How y'all
Hello.
Doing? What's up, Atlanta? Well, we've got a great show for you all today. Later on, we've got a 50 Cent smash alert.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we've been wanting to know who he's smashing. And Kanye did a lot of crazy things yesterday, but we'll tell you the one thing that actually shocked Kim.
Huh?
Mm. Yeah. All right, but first, Heidi, what you got?
All right, you guys, before we talk about anything else, we have to talk about some huge breaking news because Bill Cosby was on retrial for a sexual assault case, and he was just found guilty on all three counts. Bill Cosby guilty of drugging and sexually molesting Andrea Constant in 2004. That happened in his home, so he was found guilty of that. It says that, that he faces a 10-year sentence for each charge. Oh. He was convicted on three counts, so that could be 30 years, but they're saying that he would serve that concurrently.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's got to get some jail
time. Brad, what do you think he'll get with those charges?
I don't know.
Come on, Brad, you know jail.
Oh, I know. It's like she's a specialist.
I don't know.
Our jailhouse correspondent.
Let's turn to our expert. Yeah. All right, let's move on to something a little more, easy going and lighter. It's no surprise, but it's now official that Prince Harry has asked his brother to be his best man.
He hadn't done that already? They're getting married in less than a month.
That seems so obvious, though.
Right.
Too.
Well, now Prince William has to worry about creating this wonderful bachelor party, and he's got three kids, one being a newborn. And judging by his appearance at a church service yesterday in London, looks like that newborn's taking its toll.
Giving thanks for the reconciliation of former enemies, but also reflecting on the two.
He looks a little tired.
Oh, that struggle is so real. I mean, I grew up in the Catholic Church, and it would be like some days it'd be so warm in there, and you're tired anyway, and you're just trying. Well, that's so hard to stay awake.
Well, that's why you have to come to a black church, because we turned up, we running.
Yeah,
we don't go to sleep back now, because we running.
Nobody's
right
now.
Come on, y'all. Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee.
Write my name
on the roll.
I've been changed.
Since the Lord has lifted me, I want to be ready when Jesus comes.
Y'all just woke up the dead.
Well, up next, Kanye West is tweeting up a storm. Maybe he's going crazy. I don't know. He's been sharing his love for Trump, his signed Make America Great Again hat, and Trump is loving him right back. Now, a lot of Kanye West fans think that he is in a very sunken place, but he assured his fans that he's not and shared rare photos, very rare photos, of inside of his house with a caption, quote, "Does this look like the sunken place?" And Kanye, if you're asking me, yeah, it looks sad.
Right.
It looks like it needs a picture on the wall,
right.
A family portrait, little bit of color.
Yeah, and do the kids live there? Because how do you have all that white and the kids don't mess it up?
So now keep in mind, you guys, this is a $60 million house. And
That's
why they couldn't afford furniture.
or an interior decorator.
Oh, that's right. Now, so Kanye West is really, like, very stern about, no, we're not having Keeping Up with the Kardashians camera crew.
No filming in my sunken place.
Right. This is our private residence. This is sacred and all of that. Well, now that he showed these pictures, his wife, Kim, tweeted, quote, babe, we had a rule to not show our home on social media, so can we now allow Keeping Up with the Kardashians filming in the home? So
oh,
now
wow.
he sort of opened the door like.
So now she's coming at him too?
You shared.
Don't forget it was Kim's sunken place that made this all happen to begin with.
Well, moving on, Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos were just on Watch What Happens Live, and Andy got the married couple to play a fun game of three-way or no way.
Oh.
Ooh. Would you have a three-way with Cardi B?
Yeah!
I like that. Would you have a three-way with Bethany Frankel?
Woo!
What about The Rock?
Yeah!
What about, if it hasn't already happened,
too close to home.
Okay.
No, it's too close.
What about?
Oh, you! Yes!
Yeah!
Andy is so funny. That whole game was to get to him at the end. Yep. He's like, I want to know for myself.
Right.
And put, talk about putting somebody on the spot. Of course they're not going to say no. What I love about Kelly Ripa is she is clear. She only said no to Regis, and her husband, Mark Consuelos, was really only excited about The Rock. I had no idea what's happening. All right, we're going to say bye for now, Atlanta, but we're going to be back a little later in the show because Blake Shelton is taking shots at his ex, Miranda Lambert, and we're going to tell you what he had to say. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.
Blake Shelton's always taking shots.
If I have one, I'll have 13.
All right, we have Ricky A. Smash alert! Miss Vivica 500 tried to shoot her shot to rekindle her romance with 50 Cent, but it looks like y'all 50 is smashing some new hot cakes.
Uh-oh, who he with?
Over the weekend, y'all 50 honey was in Brooklyn to watch the Bruno Vargas fight and walked into the arena with a new woman by his side, and she is Miss Fitness instructor Chanel Coco the Lister.
Yes, honey. Yes, Chanel.
That's fire right there.
I follow her on Instagram.
Oh, really?
And yeah. I follow all the fitness women on Instagram, and she is fabulous.
Well, anyway, y'all, not only is Miss Chanel a stunner with abs of steel, she's also smart. She's smart? Oh, she's smart.
I know you
like beautiful women ain't smart.
Right,
are you crazy?
She be black, beautiful, and fit and smart.
Yeah, that wasn't cool, Gary.
At all.
She has a master's degree, honey, and works full-time as an occupational therapist.
Are you shocked? Oh, you ought to see. Man, please.
Well, usually pretty women that have nice shaping.
You go to the gym in the morning, you handle business during the day.
Right.
Ooh. That's how they go.
That's just too much, though.
What, y'all like her?
What's too much?
It's just too much.
Y'all don't like it?
She got abs, and that body is just, it's too sexy.
I know. You just gonna be hating on this queen.
I'm not hating
on her. Because he only stay on the treadmill for 20 seconds,
right.
Acting like he been on there for 2 hours.
Move on. Brad, go on.
America's favorite Olympic skater, Adam Rippon, revealed at the Time 100 gala that Nicole Kidman let him do something to her husband, Keith Urban. Smell him.
Oh, smell him.
You better finish that sentence.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to smash him.
What?
In his speech at the gala, Adam said, I'm really able to be who I am very effortlessly. I met Nicole Kidman earlier tonight, and she even let me smell her husband. Oh, if it wasn't for the words that my mom told me, never give up on your dreams, I would never have had that experience.
What did he say? What did he smell like?
Okay.
I want to know. Well, child, they asked Keith what he was wearing, and he said, my wife.
His wife?
Yes.
I do have to say, no matter how attractive a man is, if he doesn't have on cologne, he is very forgettable to me. Like, really? So when I smell something that's good, it's a turn on.
Yeah, it's a turn.
Yeah.
I like for women, you know, a lady to smell good or whatever, but when you pick a woman up and she smell like house is like
fried chicken.
Like your grandma need to, you live with your grandma, she need to crack a window or something. You just have no scent or whatever.
Smothering liver and onions all day.
Yeah. I used to buy the same cologne for each boyfriend.
Really?
If that's what you like, you should.
I did.
Yes.
It was
too.
The Creed.
Yeah.
So good.
Yes, that Creed gave it to me.
Woo. All right, y'all. Well, Blac Chyna did something to Baby Dream that's unbelievable. We'll tell you what coming up after the break. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Blac Chyna is known for rocking her beautiful color weaves and extensions, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, she's decided to share that with her one-year-old daughter, Dream.
Oh.
Yeah, so Chyna was dragged on Instagram after posting a photo of Dream wearing her pink hair extensions. I mean, one fan even said, she put a damn weave on a baby. I'm unfollowing. Some fans feel sorry for Dream, expressing their fear of growing up to be like Chyna or her mother, Tokyo, and others were actually warning her of the wrath of Kris Jenner. The first thing I thought of when I saw Dream was, number one, I thought it was adorable. Number two, I thought she was doing, like, you know how they had the little baby dolls or the ponies with the different color ponytails?
That's what it looked like.
I thought that's what she put on the baby's hair. I didn't think nothing of it, so who the hell is complaining?
People will say anything about any little thing. They don't have anything better to do. This is this woman's child.
Right.
If she want to put a real piece of horse hair on her hair, she can do whatever she wants to do. It ain't hurting her.
Yeah, like the baby got on a thong pamper.
Okay. Like, come on.
Anyway, honey, Meghan Markle's honey has called Serena Williams one of her closest friends, but apparently Serena has not RSVP'd for the wedding yet. Well, now, Serena sat down, y'all, with Robin Roberts on GMA to give Meghan some wedding day advice, and she revealed whether or not she'll be in attendance for Meghan's big day.
I just think it's so important to enjoy the moment, you know, and eat cake. I didn't get to eat mine at the wedding. We were just so having so much fun. but, yeah, so I think, you know, if I could give her any advice, it would just be to enjoy the preparation, enjoy the planning, and it goes so fast.
I know you're playing tournaments over that way. Any chance that you'll be attending Meghan and Harry's wedding?
I don't know. You know, I think it's during one of the tournaments, so we'll see if I can make it. Robin, don't be asking me them questions.
You know. Whoa. She didn't really sound like she wanted to go.
I know, that's hate. You know what, Serena is hating on Meghan because is a prince and she's married to a regular rich white man.
She's definitely not hating. Serena has definitely married a man who is well off.
Serena herself
is well off, way more than Meghan anyway.
Right, huh?
I just think that she, you got to be pretty powerful
right.
for you to not even have at the top of your list to want to go to the wedding like that. I mean, if y'all can imagine, anybody who meets Serena, as sweet as she is, nice and open, everybody probably think they her best friend. She can't go to everybody wedding, everybody baby shower. She can't do it.
But they have a lot in common. They Meghan and Serena have a lot in common.
What?
Yeah, they both married two rich white men. Do you don't think that girl should be at her wedding?
First of all of that them married rich white men. All of them and their friends. That's what they did. That's what they do.
I'm not even gay, and I'm thinking about marrying me a rich white man.
He's like, where can I get me
some bills need to be paid. Yes, bitch. Okay.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Woo! And whether you're in a good or bad driver, this deal has got your back. Check out this GABA Goods 1080p dash cam witness.
Woo, woo.
Yeah. It acts as your witness in the event of an accident so you can have proof of what happened. Oh, wait. You mean I just can't say it wasn't me?
You better find a new excuse because the dash cam witness has a G sensor that starts recording as soon as it senses any movement, Portia.
I love this. This is perfect. How much is it?
Mm-hmm. Brad to tell you.
Well, the GABA Goods 1080 dash cam witness has been seen as high as $60, but today our Dish Nation viewers can get it for only
$29. What?
$29?
That is awesome. Just go to morningsave.com for this great deal.
Can you handle three exes in one room? So after the break, we're going to show you how Forrest Whitaker handled it on Empire. All right, everybody, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, last night on Empire, con artist Eddie continues to try to take over Empire from Lucius by wooing board members in hopes of getting their support, like Edna.
Giselle?
Oh.
What are you doing here?
Your receptionist said to meet you here.
Must be a scheduling mix-up. Edna, this is my ex-wife, Giselle. Giselle, this is Edna.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
See you later.
Talk to?
Talk later.
Edward Cornelius Dam Barker. Expensive champagne won't make up for what you did. I want my money.
Celeste, not now, right? Not now.
Why are both y'all thirsty sluts here.
Oh, hell no!
Monique?
Eddie Barker, unless we're all here to discuss why you lost all our money, I am not trying to be in the company of your past, present, or future foolishness.
Well, no, we're not in a relationship unless... Eddie?
And it was like, are we together?
She don't know.
I thought she was going to say, unless you say so,
Eddie. Right.
Have y'all ever been in a room with, you know, with more than one ex like that? Is that not awkward
or
what?
I've definitely been in a room with some exes. Yeah, but, I mean, they didn't approach me. You don't talk to them.
You're not supposed to say that you've been in a room with a lot of exes.
I'm in Atlanta.
Well, yes, you're saying it like you look like a hoe.
No, the hell it don't. It means like I dated, and they like to be where I like to be at.
Is that what, okay.
That what it means.
It's called community property.
No, you are, I know you did. Don't try me like that, sweetie. Because you ain't never had a love, never will, never had. Okay?
All right, you guys, it's time for...
What the fashion?
They say, baby, you're never fully dressed without a smile. So what better way to accessorize your smile than with diamonds, bitch? Yes, honey, yes. Say goodbye to grills and say hello to two jewelry. Stars like Pink, Katy Perry, and Hailey Baldwin, honey, all have them. This is interesting. This is all European girls, honey. Are the black girls still wearing
grills? I would not mess up a permanent tooth for that.
But diamonds, though, diamonds...
Like, I do think it's cute. You know, just if you go into an award show or something and the camera catch a little flicker, like, bling! But just, like, to be permanent? I don't know.
Gary, you got family members that still have gold teeth.
I sure do. I mean, but Ricky, that
was... Your mama got a gold teeth.
Ah, bitch, wait a minute. My mama ain't got no gold,
son. All his little niece and nephews got them silver teeth in there.
Ooh,
little baby
with the little
kids.
Silver caps.
Yeah, little silver caps.
Yeah, you see those little kids now, you be like, get! Get! Get away! Get!
Like, there's some cats.
Ooh, you ain't right. Oh, stop.
Oh, that's a shame.
How they do, Ricky?
Get.
Oh, my God.
All right, coming up, hip-hop artists aren't the only musicians that can throw great shade. Find out which two country stars are being super messy. Coming up next.
Blake Shelton just can't keep quiet anymore. He is now finally calling out his ex, Miranda Lambert. You're probably not following this, but she had a boyfriend named Anderson East. She broke up with him.
Now, he was the guy right after her and Blake got divorced, right?
Correct. And now she has a new boyfriend. His name is Evan Felker, and it sounds like things are getting messy because Miranda and Evan started dating before her and Anderson East even broke up, and this new guy is married.
That mother Felker.
Blake just sent out
So Blake responded to what's going on in Miranda's life?
He tweeted saying, quote, been taking the high road for a long time, almost gave up, but I can finally see something on the horizon up there. Wait, could it be? Yep, it's karma.
But this just tells me that he's responding. I mean, it's been a long time, but if he's commenting, I think he still has a thing for Miranda.
This just means good music is going to come our way. That's it. When crap like this goes down?
Yeah, country music's never really happy.
No. We don't want you if you have your dog and your wife and your house.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to hear about Carrie Underwood's, face scar country song.
I dug my face into the side of that fresh sidewalk. Well, the show's over, but just remember to go to morningsave.com to see today's deal.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.